Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. Happy Monday, everybody. And as you just heard on the news, the president and the NRA are headed for a showdown in Congress over gun laws. The Democrats and Republicans are headed for a possible government shutdown over the debt. Can they find a way to work together? President Obama will have a news conference next hour. We will cover it here on the show. And here in New York today, the group No Labels relaunches itself to help promote the idea of joint bipartisan problem solving. The new heads of No Labels are Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia and former Republican presidential hopeful John Huntsman, who was governor of Utah and crossed party lines to work as President Obama's China ambassador. We will speak momentarily to Governor Huntsman live, but you heard the clip there of NRA President David Keene predicting on CNN yesterday that any new gun law proposals will fail in Congress. But a way to fight for gun laws came up on ABC yesterday in their No Labels segment, where Senator Manchin suggested a comprehensive approach. Listen.
If you think it's only about guns and that would change the culture, you'd be wrong. If you think it's only about the lack of mental illness coverage that we give, and you'd be wrong there. And if you think it's only about the media with the video games, it takes an all-in approach. All of these things that need to be looked at. But if it's all in one piece of legislation and one piece of legislation only, then you get something that's much broader. If you just pinpoint, George, on one and say it's guns, whether it's the magazines or whatever, you're going to have a harder time getting through the political process we have right today.
So rather than universal background checks or an assault weapons ban by itself, add the mental health component, add the video games component, whatever all the pieces will be, so gun owners don't believe they're being singled out. Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat of West Virginia. He is also now the co-chair of the group No Labels, formerly known as a centrist group, but relaunching here in New York today with a different cast as a bipartisan problem-solving group. The other new co-chair is former Republican presidential hopeful John Huntsman, who has been governor of Utah and across party lines, was President Obama's ambassador to China. We are glad to have a few minutes with Governor Huntsman to start the program today. Governor, thanks so much for doing this. Welcome to WNYC.
Thanks, Brian. It's a great honor to be with you.
On the relaunch of your group, it seems like it's not really No Labels anymore. It's Keep Your Liberal and Conservative Labels, Just Please Work Together.
Well, Senator Joe Manchin, who's the co-chair, senator from West Virginia, he and I were elected governors together back in 2004. We worked to move forward the issues like public education, like tax reform, like public lands, like the environment, so many things that were important to those we represented. Joe was then elected to the U.S. Senate and was aghast at the complete opposite culture that exists there. In fact, a complete inability for Republicans and Democrats to sit down together to talk about common solutions. So No Labels, and we're here to celebrate this launch in New York today with 1,500 activists from around the country who have come on their own dime, along with 25 problem solvers from Congress, is really to focus the ethic of politics today around problem solving. That's the way we're going to move forward. Republicans and Democrats who basically agree to a few common themes. That is checking your ego at the door, it's putting country before party, it's making decisions based upon future generations and not the next election cycle, and actually working together, which Washington simply doesn't do today.
But if No Labels, Governor, refuses to take positions on issues and is just pushing the idea of the parties working better together and politicians checking their egos at the door, is that enough of an organizing principle for a movement that you hope to describe as grassroots?
When it doesn't even exist today, Brian, when you don't even have an outlet whereby Republicans and Democrats can sit together and begin sorting through the issues, we have all these duly elected members of Congress. They all kind of have different opinions and bring a different ideology to the table, but we have no such facilitator that actually allows problem solving to occur. So I think first and foremost, even more important than making policy recommendations on whatever the issue of the day happens to be, is to stress this ethic of problem solving. So we've got this problem-solving bloc in Congress. Our goal is to build it to 75 to 80 members, Republicans and Democrats alike, by the end of the year. And just stop to ponder this one for a moment. If you've got 75 or 80 members of Congress, Republicans and Democrats, who agree to meet every couple of weeks on the issues of the day in terms of real problem-solving and managing our way forward based upon future generations and not the next election, I think we're going to start seeing a cultural shift, which is so desperately needed.
Let's hope. We played the clip of Senator Manchin from your joint ABC interview yesterday, where he suggested the comprehensive approach to anti-mass violence legislation, gun laws plus mental health plus video games and whatever else to make it more acceptable, I guess, to people who support gun rights and feel singled out by the way the debate is going. Is that comprehensive approach a no-labels position? Is it a John Huntsman position or just a Joe Manchin position?
We don't have a position with no labels. You figure that if you get our nation's duly elected people in the same room, they can figure out a pathway forward. They don't need to be force-fed things. They just need to sit down together with the spirit of compromise and progress
solve. How about you personally? Do you like that idea?
Well, listen, having been a governor before, having worked on all the key issues of the day, you don't get anything forward unless it is some sort of comprehensive approach to problem solving, unless you can take an issue like guns and really talk about mental health, talk about entertainment. All of the above will have to be discussed for Congress to get anything through.
Did your run for president demonstrate, unfortunately, that a centrist candidate who crosses party lines will have a hard time gaining traction in today's polarized America, and that's one reason for recasting No Labels this way?
Well, No Labels is what it is based upon people who were here long before I signed on, and I signed on just a few months ago based on my long-term relationship with Joe Manchin. My own run was a desire to want to focus on many of the things that No Labels already stood for when I came in contact with them, and that is problem-solving, figuring out how to make progress on the issues of the day, whether that's immigration, whether that's energy, whether that's balancing our budgets or whatever. And the reason that I'm so concerned about it and why there's a level of immediacy involved is because you've got a lot of terrific businesses in this country that want to hire more people, that want to reinvest in our economic future. You've got innovators at some of our great universities and beyond who are ready to roll out tomorrow's innovations and technologies. But the dysfunction of Congress has made America dysfunctional, and it's disfigured our very economy and impacted the prospects of the next generation. So this all of a sudden takes on kind of a new level of immediacy in terms of the work that really does need to get done.
John Huntsman, my guest for another few minutes here on WNYC, new co-chair of the group No Labels. After Governor Romney's loss in November, what do you think your party, the Republican Party, needs to do to not become a permanent minority party in presidential politics?
We have to have a grand strategy. We have to stand for something that every American can look to and say speaks to opportunity and speaks to a positive, optimistic future. And we can't be a party that has an element of fear, that has an exclusive nature, that isn't willing to take on the issues of the day in terms of preparing our way for the 21st century.
Got any particular policy to attach to that description?
Well, listen, if we can focus the next little while on things like immigration reform, which needs to be seen more as an economic driver than as just a strict security issue, if we can focus on an energy policy that speaks to taking greater advantage of some of these cleaner technologies and even natural gas that clearly will be bridges into the future. If we can begin to do those things that will speak to opportunity for all of our people, as opposed to just some of our people, and begin to bridge the gaps that really recently have represented lost demographics, Hispanic, Latino voters, Asian American voters, youth voters and women, that's a lot of work. But it's done through leadership, and it's done through, I think, a recasting of the ideas.
Let me ask you real briefly about China. You were ambassador to China for President Obama. I was there last month on a committee of 100 tour for journalists. You battled Governor Romney in some of the primary debates over not mindlessly painting China as our enemy. But can you name a few ways in which you think China is our friend?
Well, it's a relationship that has both sweet and sour dimensions. We can be friendly as it relates to cleaning up the air, both in China and beyond. They're the largest emitter of CO2 greenhouse gases in the world. We are downstream. This is an issue that we must work on together. We can work on joint scientific efforts together. We've got some of the best laboratories and the smartest scientists on the face of the earth. These are all things that naturally should bring us together. Cultural and educational opportunities should bring us together. Regional security issues, though the attempts to keep the sea lanes of the Asia-Pacific region open to the free flow of trade and commerce that create jobs and help people prosper on both sides of the Pacific, I think are critically important. So we have a lot in common and a lot of shared interests. We probably have to do a better job in sitting down and figuring out what those shared interests are as opposed to just those issues that naturally divide us. We'll have plenty of those.
What do you think the biggest American myth is about China, if there's one, that's important to break?
Well, I suspect that one of them would be that China is a hegemonic power that seeks a regional takeover. China traditionally has not been a hegemonic power. They want domestic stability more than they want anything else. In fact, I think most Americans would be surprised that the ministries of state security and public security get more funding each year than even their Ministry of Defense, which ought to tell you where their real concerns lie. Their concerns lie domestically and not beyond their borders.
So I know you got to go. If I suggested a Huntsman Bloomberg independent no-labels ticket for 2016 with you at the top of the ticket, would you sign on today?
Yeah, well, I would simply say that you're probably smoking some of that stuff they just made legal in Washington and Colorado.
Former Republican governor and ambassador to China for President Obama, John Huntsman, now co-chair of No Labels. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brian.